This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This may be my last reflection on the incredibly deep impact and imprint my short and brief interactions with Sheikh Abdullah Kamil rahimahullah have left on me, and it is the fact that, you know, in our perception of ourselves, our self-image, and also our share of contributing to the sacred work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, our real challenge today is a challenge of self-worth, a challenge of, you know, reliance upon the ultimate resource, Allah azza wa jal, a challenge sometimes of creativity. And that our problem right now as an ummah is far more, you know, the possible things we can do, yet we sell ourselves short, than the impossible things we wish we can do, and we just lament on them in unproductive ways without end. And how that pertains to Sheikh Abdullah is that this was a man who was visually impaired, right? And yet he was able to penetrate so many hearts and homes. He was able to impact so many lives and touch, you know, so many sectors of society. You know, I reference the fact that he would face political pressures and harassment because he refused in his life, despite his inabilities and despite the pressures, to be marginalized in his da'wah. You know, the man was a competent poet. He would write his own original poetry all the time in a flash. Many a times, if you visit his videos, he says, "I wrote this last night while thinking about a subject." So he would write his own poetry and he would perform it in his magical voice. And one of his most famous spoken words or write-ups was in defense of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during one of the many cycles that we all, you know, experience of people attacking, disparaging, demonizing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, he called the Muslims, and it, you know, it had ripple effects throughout the Muslim world. Tens of millions of people, you know, for the first time in their life, you know, they're hearing this message because he crafted it in a thoughtful way and delivered it in, you know, a beautifully artistic way. And so he used what Allah gave him, the articulation and the vocals, and he told the people, you know, do you really long for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? These were the opening lines of the poem. Do you really wish you can drink from his hand on the day of thirst, the day of judgment? Did you then, at the very least, send your salawat upon him today? Do you pray for him every single day? Because loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a sign and has a fruit. If that love is there, its sign is you're constantly going to be mentioning him and mentioning him to Allah as a part of that, praying for him. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. And the fruit of that love is going to be following his example. And so the bottom threshold is you praying for him daily. So he's saying we cannot sort of in a reactionary, superficial way act all upset that some, you know, wrongdoer, some oppressor, some ignorant person, you know, mocks the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or criminalizes some practice, some peaceful, well-guided practice we take from his sunnah in any part of the world. That's not enough. You need to do more. And this had ripple effects throughout the Muslim world. And it even, you know, had political ramifications on him and his freedoms, yet he still did it. So if a man with his challenges, with his hindrances, being visually impaired, being in a, you know, developing country, being, you know, politically suppressed, could do things, then so can you. Do not get bogged down with the things we wish we could have right now as an ummah. But we can't. We can't. Some things will not happen by tonight midnight. And so let's not be distracted by them from the things that we can do right here and now. We just need a little bit of optimism, a little bit of determination, a little bit of creativity. Nothing's random. Why did Allah cause you to live in this age, in that part of the world? With this skill set, you have it. If Sheikh Abdullah had it, you have some too.